yesterday's attacks on another.
Some say that he does have ties to Muslim extremists. I don't know.
Early November was cold and uncomfortable for a large number of well-heeled figures. Little more than a year after the Panama Papers leak, the Paradise Papers are now shedding light on who is investing huge amounts of money in offshore tax havens. Taken mostly from the offshore law firm Appleby, the papers with more than 13 million files reveal the hidden wealth of some of the world's richest people, including heads of state, sports stars, celebrities, as well as the world's most valuable companies. The most astounding revelation in the papers, however, involved U.S. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross, who maintained his stake in a shipping firm called Navigator Holdings after assuming public office. The papers show Ross's links with sanctioned Russians. This could embarrass Trump's administration as it struggles to defend against investigations into Russian influence over the 2016 presidential election. In addition, Donald Trump entered the White House promising to bring back trillions of dollars from American businesses that is now parked overseas. Now it has become clear that figures closely connected to Trump are among those with money in offshore schemes.
Trump's top economic advisor, who's been the apparent White House lead on this bill, Gary Cohn, according to one of the reporters who presented this information, has been the president of so many offshore firms that they barely fit on the new graphic explaining this. And having Mr. Offshore involved in writing this new international corporate tax provision gives us good reason to need to explore in at least one public hearing whether this bill is just creating new loopholes or is really creating jobs only for tax attorneys and CPAs.
In reaction to the disclosure, Senator Bernie Sanders said the major issue of our time is the rapid movement toward international oligarchy, in which a handful of billionaires own and control a significant part of the global economy. The Paradise Papers shows how these billionaires and multinational corporations get richer by hiding their wealth and profits and avoid paying their fair share of taxes. In yet another controversial revelation, the Paradise Papers show the Duchy of Lancaster, the private estate of the UK's monarch, is also involved. That's while years of austerity have dragged down living standards in the UK, with working families suffering from stagnant wages, unable to keep up with their soaring prices, and yet billions gone into offshore investments.
Should the Queen apologize for her private estate making offshore investments as revealed in the Paradise Papers?
Well, anyone that is putting money into tax havens in order to avoid taxation in Britain, and obviously investigations have to take place, should do two things, not just apologize for it, but also recognize what it does to our society. Because if a very wealthy person wants to avoid taxation in Britain and therefore put money into a tax haven somewhere, who loses? Schools, hospitals, housing, all those public services lose, and the rest of the population have to pay to cover up the deficit created by that.
For me, what this says most of all is that the public is desperately in need of figures who represent integrity, whether it's from politics or business. And we're seeing increasingly that the sort of integrity that the public wants is very seldom matched by the business and political leaders that we have.
The Queen's a figure that the nation really trusts. So for this to actually come into the mix, I think would be really, really, really disheartening.
Absolutely no surprises. I'm surprised it's taken this long to come out, to be honest. That level of wealth always requires what most of us would assume to be quite dodgy practice, I guess.
A report this September, co-authored by The Economist's Gabrielle Zuckman, estimates about 10% of the global GDP, the way we measure the size of the world's economy, is held offshore, about $7.8 trillion. Caroline Lucas, co-leader of the UK's Green Party, tweeted, "Every year the political establishment try to play down tax avoidance, and every year our public services suffer more cuts." While in many cases offshore investments are legal, many argue hiding from the tax man is unfair and against the spirit of national tax laws. But it's more than inequality and unfairness. The offshore financial system is secretive, enabling the wealthy and powerful to hide their dealings, bend the rules, and break the law.
The problem with the offshore world is it's a black box. You can't tell the difference between, you know, the different people who've got their money there, whether that's the Queen or whether that's, as in one case we found, North Korea trying to evade sanctions. And that's why we need transparency. We need to know who the true owners of companies are.
In addition, as more than 300 economists, including the Nobel Prize winner Sir Angus Deaton, signed a letter to world leaders that argued the existence of tax havens does not add to overall global wealth or well-being. They serve no useful economic purpose. The Paradise Papers show how some of the world's wealthiest individuals and businesses have been able to shelter their money at ordinary taxpayers' expense. Queen Noor of Jordan, Ugandan Foreign Minister Sam Kutesa, Brazil's Minister of Finance Henrique Meirelles, and Yuri Milner, a Russian billionaire investor with large stakes in Facebook and Twitter, as well as the Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's chief money man, Stephen Bronfman, are also named in the papers. The papers involve a bevy of stars and celebrities like Madonna, Shakira, and Bono. They also include multinational corporations like Apple and Nike. The list goes on to virtually encompass anyone or anything rich and famous. Perhaps as revealing as the Paradise Papers itself are the reactions to the leak. The condemnations so far have been rather mild, suggesting that the recent investigation may not change much the tax avoidance status quo. British Prime Minister Theresa May said she supported greater transparency, though she did not encourage an inquiry into the allegations or any major changes to existing laws. In fact, as The Independent ran the headline, "Britain tries to water down anti-tax haven measures days after Paradise Papers revelations, as the leak revealed more than evidence of tax dodging in UK overseas territories." Sven Geigold, the European Parliament Green Group's finance spokesperson, said with its overseas territories, "Great Britain dominates the map of tax havens. Britain is one of the world's largest tax havens." Within the EU, the British government has for years been slowing down the EU's fight against tax avoidance and money laundering. Cayman Islands, Isle of Man, Jersey, Bermuda, all British overseas territories are amongst the biggest tax havens in the world named in the Paradise Papers. Reactions were even more muted in countries like Ireland, Switzerland, or the Netherlands, which have become synonymous for using taxation loopholes. Tax avoidance investigations, this time the Paradise Papers, are a testimony that many multinational companies are always looking for a loophole in the global tax system. So when one loophole is closed, they try to find yet another one. After the Panama Papers leak last year, many insisted it was a bad apple. But was it?
Alors c'était en fait une action de désobéissance civile portée par ATTAC pour lancer sa campagne qui vise à dénoncer l'évasion fiscale que pratique outrageusement Apple, notamment avec ses 230 milliards dans les paradis fiscaux. Et particulièrement, on lui demande une revendication très simple, c'est au moins qu'il paye ses amendes, notamment la Commission européenne qui l'a condamné à 13 milliards d'euros et qu'Apple refuse toujours aujourd'hui de payer.